How should Bloomington Normal work with other downstate cities like Peoria and Champaign-Urbana to promote economic development?
There's a lot of horsepower along that category, and we've never really done a good job of pulling that together.
That's Normal Mayor Chris Koos. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is GLT's The Leadoff.
Support for GLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Tuesday, June 18th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from GLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with the mayor of Normal saying it's critical for Central Illinois communities to work better together at attracting businesses. GLT's Charlie Schlenker has more.
Mayor Chris Koos says cooperation instead of competition is the secret sauce to leveraging the strengths of each community, and that has not typically happened.
There have been false starts. We've all had our economic development organizations that we've struggled with and their missions.
Koos says the I-74 corridor has a lot to offer that is not duplicated in each individual community.
You know, Peoria is the hub of manufacturing. Illinois, Bloomington Normal has finance and education. Champaign-Urbana has a research university there. There's a lot of horsepower along that category, and we've never really done a good job of pulling that together.
Koos says there's another reason for Central Illinois municipalities to band together on economic development efforts.
You know, 80% of the economic activity in the United States is done in cities.
Koos says a book called The New Localism also suggests the best place for joint economic development is among urban areas that connect Central Illinois.
Talks about the dysfunction of the federal and state governments in the United States, and where things are happening, where things are getting done, where businesses are thriving, are in cities.
Koos made his comments during a mayoral forum on WTVP public television. The Bloomington Normal Economic Development Council is in the middle of searching for a new director and a revisioning process at a time when both Bloomington and Normal cities have beefed up their own development arms. I'm Charlie Schlenker.
And here are some of the other stories we're following in the GLT newsroom. Connect Transit says elimination of a North Normal bus route may be offset by deviating the pink route, which would serve the Orlando Avenue area after the Olive route is dropped. Bloomington police say a 27-year-old man is expected to survive after being shot Sunday night on the city's east side. Happened around 10 o'clock Sunday in the 2300 block of Rainbow Avenue. And Rivian plans to use some of its 500 acres in Normal to grow food for its manufacturing employees. Rivian founder and CEO RJ Scaringe says college students would work with top chefs who will be running the plant's food services. Find these stories and more at WGLT.org. GLT's News Magazine Sound Ideas comes your way at noon and 6 p.m. today. From the Redbirds to the Cardinals, Illinois State alum Paul DeJong took a fast track to the major leagues. In less than 3 years, DeJong has become one of the most valuable players with one of baseball's most storied franchises. In this Sound Ideas preview, DeJong tells GLT's Eric Stock the path to St. Louis wouldn't have been possible without all he learned at ISU, on and off the field.
I have so many fond memories of going to school at Illinois State. I made lots of friends on the baseball side and teammates and people that kind of helped me grow into the player I am. But on the academic side, really enjoyed my time in the chemistry department. A couple professors come to mind, Dr. Marjorie Jones and Dr. Chris Hammaker, both super supportive of my athletics and my chemistry.
So you study biochemistry at ISU, and you've called yourself sort of a science nut. In fact, it's inscribed on your Topps Futures Star cards, I understand. And you took part in a study measuring the effect of heat on baseballs. So where does that love of science come from for you, and where did you get the idea to tie that to your other love of baseball?
I've always been interested in science and how things work and messing with just experimenting. I think that's kind of like a childlike view of the world. I always liked math as a kid, too. So just school, I kind of just gravitated towards the math and science classes, really applied myself and decided to keep studying in college. But, now that I'm out of school and moved on in professional baseball, I feel like I'm kind of evolving in the way I look at the world and science, and I'm coming up with ways to better suit myself as an athlete, recovery and health and all those types of things.
Now, have you been able to figure out something that can help you as a player on the field and maybe share with teammates?
Yeah, lately I've been more interested in sound and vibration healing, using those waves and certain frequencies to kind of match your own body's frequencies. So really just trying to be more of a balanced balanced person on and off the field. And, definitely I put a lot of stress on my body with the travel and the playing every day. So, try to do whatever I can to relax and kind of recharge.
So what kind of sound and vibrations are you referring to that help with the healing?
Certain frequencies. I've done some research, read some books on just sound vibration healing, but also playing around with, I have a, it's called a sound lounge bed. It's kind of a mat with some speakers hooked into an amp, and then music plays. And I saw one at a spa once, and then loved it so much that I got my own. So I have one in St. Louis that I use pretty regularly, and there's different frequencies for, different parts of the body. And so I'm still exploring, my own ways of feeling like which frequencies work for which parts of the body, but definitely a new interest of mine.
More with St. Louis Cardinal Paul DeJong at noon at 6 p.m. today on GLT. Before we let you go, the McLean County Board meets today at 5:30 p.m. at the Government Center. Also meeting at 5:30 is the Bloomington Public Library Board. They'll discuss library expansion. And the Heartland Community College Board meets at 6 tonight. They'll get an enrollment update and consider contracts for their highest paid administrators. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.